people want jobs and people are in situations in which they come from poor home environments or are vulnerable in some way. And someone approaches them understanding that person's vulnerability and is going to use it for, you know, some sort of financial gain. And, you know, I really don't understand when people say that the choices made by survivors are the ones to blame, because you're 13 years old. You know what I mean? You're 13 years old. You didn't have anybody. How are you expected to make adult decisions?
How much of a problem is this in Michigan? I know it's hard to pin down with statistics, isn't it?
Yes, that's the biggest problem.
Why is that?
Well, because if you think about how people have generally viewed human trafficking in one sort of, you know, trafficking schema or scenario, and you think about how we're constantly learning about how this issue actually happens and it's adapting and changing, and laws and things like that need to change with it, we haven't had accurate representation and accurate reporting numbers, because this is a crime much like sexual assault and domestic violence where people don't necessarily report it or identify themselves as being victims or survivors, and most certainly don't trust law enforcement. So you're not going to get the appropriate statistics. But what you can say is we know that it's a huge business because money's involved. We can see the connection through everything that we do with, you know, finances in our world. And if it's that big, if it's like a $32 billion industry per year, we can see that, you know, it's everywhere because it's humans.
Well, I am thinking of that house fire in January in Novi.
Yes.
You had five Mexican undocumented immigrants who were killed. They were all living in the basement of a home owned by the owner of the restaurant where the five men worked. There were even two teenagers. Smoke detectors had been disabled. The basement was not to code. There was no egress. And no one in the neighborhood knew that they were there. People were living. And the owner and his wife actually are facing federal charges of harboring these undocumented immigrants. So it tells us, doesn't it, that it is everywhere, and we probably don't understand that.
Right.
A lot of times we don't – well, for me, I didn't identify myself as a victim. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always told that it was my choice that I wanted to be there. And so after a while, you start believing it, especially when you don't have – what else do you have to go back to? My father was not somebody that was concerned about me disappearing. And then actually when I was arrested and put into a juvenile home, he actually took me right back to that person and was paid and then drove back off. Mm. So, I mean, a lot of times people don't talk about or say what's going on in their lives because they feel that this is the best it's going to be.